the nose, and the angle of the stop of the forehead is very, very hard. So I supposed his forehead to be here, my fox, and then her back, the forehead is here. So if you're building a cat, that works very great, because a cat has a short, hard stop. It will have a canine form, or some mouse face. You have to do a layback head, so you can really build the long nose with a flat head. There's foam put on the back side, so the ear smooths to the head form, as it is with a real animal. A real animal just hasn't had ears that are mounted on the head. They come from behind the head. And if you do anthropomorphic transformation, like you have to do when you're building a suit, you have really to bring the ears a little back and a little down. So the ears come out from here, of the head. And this is completely modeled foam here. You can push that in a little. It is soft, but it adds more plastic impression to it, more 3D impression to the head. As it is with the whiskers. As you see here, that fox has nearly no whiskers. It is just the head. Here, the basic construction is the same, but then there are added foam whiskers to it, so you can really feel that there is a fox under this. And this, I see the weeks before the F, and I only had the first structure and a small piece of fur I hold on it to see how it's falling over the form. And that's the first time I see the head complete in fur, to see the suit complete in fur. And this head was a renovation. It was a basically made fox head that was not fitting correct in the proportions that are fitted to the suit itself. It was not. And again, now it's you. I'll ask, please, put to the side. And again, it's the ears, then the foam, and the whiskers add with the head of my fox. So, something we have to add on my fox head later on. May I? I'll teach. Just. So here we have nice teaser left, and we got them from a taxidermy shop who's making big eyes. It's a shop that's selling supplies for the people who do animal preparations. They don't use the original teeth because they are falling out. So these are industrial made teeth, and you can buy a fox, but fox is that size. So this is a wolf, teeth of a wolf, and it fits the proportion very nicely. And the lower jaw is again wire, brass wire, bent around, and then the fin is glued in the hard portion that it doesn't look like you have some cheap gull here. So you have to add, you have to transfer something when you try to compensate a very flat, long nose into a human head that is very high. So if you look straight from that side to that side, you have a very high face from chin to forehead. Now the trick is that I lay back my head so that I have to look upward when the fox is looking straight on. So I get a flatter forehead and I can make the head itself smaller so it fits to the proportion of your body. And that is... the first head I did was really a normal mask head. It doesn't exist anymore.